If you are a die-hard geek or just an average civilian, it's getting easier to own drones. You can buy one online or at a store for less than $100. You can even make your own. But in New York, there are still questions about whether you're allowed to fly those drones and where, as Sarah Gonzalez of member station WNYC reports.
Drones might make you think stealth, million-dollar jets that carry bombs. But a drone is any aircraft that doesn't have passengers or a pilot on board. Think remote-controlled helicopters that are a little more sophisticated.
Time remaining, 9:40.
In an open field at Bergen Community College in New Jersey, students fly drones they built in class.
Flight mode 2, attitude mode.
This particular model looks like a really big spider. Six arms with blades on them sticking out of what looks like a big Oreo cookie. It's about the size of a beach ball, and within a second, it can shoot up hundreds of feet in the air. Students mounted a camera to their drone and programmed it to take pictures every few seconds. Maria Alabakova says their mission is to create a 3D map of their campus.
It's like our baby, like a little baby bird flying in the sky. I feel like a bird mama.
And they can park their bird in the sky, leave it hovering up there, and make it come back home on its own.
Fail safe. Return home. 1 minute.
FAA regulations say drones shouldn't be flown above 400 feet. After that, it starts to interfere with the national airspace. They can't be flown within a few miles of an airport, and they can only be used for fun, not for commercial purposes. So you can take a video of your drone flying above a cliff and over an ocean, but you can't sell that video. And an FAA spokesman says big, congested cities like New York are off limits to drones completely, the entire city. It's called Class B airspace. But New Yorkers don't seem to know that. Unmanned aircraft are being flown all over the city.
Oh, every day.
Bill Dickey manages Pilotage Fun and Hobby in Manhattan. They sell drones. He says slate workers throw them up over a building to take pictures of some of their work.
I mean, it's been a great thing for my business because I think the drone industry is the industry for our era.
The FAA fined one resident more than $2,000 for flying a small drone off a building in Manhattan after it bumped into other buildings and landed on a public sidewalk. Peter Kalaitzidis, an Air Force vet who owns drones, says they need to be taken more seriously.
Everyone's doing these high elevated shots and they're failing. You can go on YouTube and see epic crashes all day, every day.
It's why lawmakers want more regulations. Senator Charles Schumer called New York City the Wild West of drones, and he says they threaten the privacy of citizens. The FAA is expected to issue more regulations in the fall, but Brendan Schulman, a drone lawyer in Manhattan, says there are already laws that protect against the types of illegal acts someone might commit with a drone.
So you have trespass laws, anti-stalking laws, peeping Tom laws, unlawful surveillance, and those would apply to the use of any technology.
Schulman says those who worry about drones invading their privacy overlook the good they can do. Cameras on drones have found missing children and stranded hikers.
These are real technologies that are going to save lives and help people.
Back at the campus of Bergen Community College, Professor Steve Cohen says drones are becoming a part of everyday activities. And perhaps the best indicator of that is this new trend, taking a selfie with your drone.
So, yes, taking dronies with your bronies.
Look at the pictures here.
His student, Joan Madera, shows us the aerial shots they took from their drone, and we're all in the pictures.
We took a dronie.
That's going to become a thing. It's going to have its own hashtag.
It has a hashtag.
Oh, it does. Yeah. Okay.
For NPR News, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in New York.